tonight. A debate. The boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel. Nonviolent protest in the tradition of the anti-apartheid South Africa movement or anti-Semitic pogrom?
No.
BDS might sound like something out of 50 Shades of Grey. But what we're talking about is non-consensual suffering, and there is no safe word, not even Geneva Convention. Our BDS means boycott, divestment, and sanctions. It originated in 2005 with a call by 170 Palestinian civil society groups as Israel continued to meet other efforts, both peaceful and violent, with suppression, occupation, and displacement. BDS is a time-honored way to address historic power imbalances, mobilize world opinion, and put some bite into the demands that Israel rethink its relationship with its neighbors and the people it has conquered.
Nice spin there, comrade. Actually, BDS is an attack on the only democracy in the region, the only place where gay people and women are free if they stay off certain buses and don't question the security needs of the state. BDS is an attack on Jews because Israel is the home of the Jews, and everyone knows that. Everyone hates us because scholars have determined that haters are going to hate.
Cogent argument. But it leaves unanswered, why is it that this colonial seizure of land is permitted where others are not?
Why are you singling out Israel just because it wants to, you know, be above and beyond international law? Why can't you just leave Israelis and Palestinians to work out their own affairs?
Work it out? You mean, like, leave them alone to continue funding and UN vetoing one side? Like how we left South Africans to work out their differences to our quiet, non-existent diplomacy?
Okay, so now you're comparing Israel to South Africa just because they work together on nuclear weapons and help the natives to have their own spaces where they wouldn't have to live near civilized people and wouldn't have to look at us in our swimming pools and our late model cars and our early model settler dominance.
Why are you fig leafing Israel's occupation?
Why are you always singling out fig leaf? There are other leaves out there that are just as bad.
Why are you pink washing apartheid?
Why are you singling out pink? There are other colors, you know. I think you hate pink.
Look, I guess the question is, would you rather have peace talks that are a cover for delaying any real resolution until the last Palestinian home is demolished, or would you rather demolish the privileged regime and start looking for alternative models of neighborliness?
Look, BDS engages in defamation and demonization of Israel by depicting Israel as a racist, ethnocratic, apartheid state.
Dude, it is only defamation if it's not true.
You hate Jews. You hate Jews. You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose.
Look, in what other alleged settler colonial state do the so-called colonizers actually give jobs to the so-called natives?
All of them.
So, do you oppose terror?
Of course.
How about state terror?
There is no such thing.
Hitler.
Okay.
Guatemalan army.
Yeah.
Which was trained by Israel?
No.
What no?
That never happened.
From 1980 to 1986. They also trained the terrorist police in the U.S.
That's kind of confusing. There are no terrorist police in the United States.
Tell that to Michael Brown and Eric Garner and Tamir Rice.
Israel only trains all the dictators in the world because it's been isolated and boycotted by others.
I wonder why.
Calls for boycotting any party do not contribute to the cause of peace. Negative campaigns can only promote hatred and extremism in the region.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Like the Montgomery bus boycott was so negative and hateful, huh? Well, but still, isn't it negative to demolish houses, uproot olive trees, and cut the West Bank into Bantu stands?
God said we could do that. We were just gone for a while.
2,000 years.
Of suffering.
Yeah, also a long time for natives who lived there a long time, you know. Long enough for some of them to convert from paganism to Judaism to Christianity to Islam to iPhones.
Maybe the practices are so intertwined with the goal of the state, which is to take someone else's country, that it's hard to tell the difference. And it looks like we want to dismantle Israel.
and lose your computer, your GPS, and gay rights?
But if land theft and ethnic cleansing are what Israel is, then what's legitimate about it?
I knew it. Why don't you just boycott the United States then?
I try.
You hate America too?
The America of Andrew Jackson and Clinton and Trump, heck yeah.
Well, then why don't you just go delegitimize that?
Well, I'm working on it 24/7, 365. But if I try to find justice for Palestine, I'm called anti-Semitic. My pro-ethnic cleansing Israeli shills. Nothing against shills, of course.
I have a great relationship with the shills.
In any case, the difference between the Israeli boycott and all the non-existent boycotts you're using to change the subject is that the Palestinians ask the world to boycott and divest. And I try to do what people ask of me, especially if they're being dispossessed.
Look, in reality, what the BDS wants is to make life in Israel intolerable for the Jewish nation so they won't be able to have a normal existence in their state.
Agreed. It's not normal to settle on top of other people and then pretend they aren't there until they rebel, and then you say they hate you. That's like saying, there's no one here, and they're trying to kill us.
BDS is not about opposing occupation. If it were, they would oppose other occupations. People of conscience would never use an iPhone since China has been occupying Tibet since 1951. Nor would they drink Turkish coffee, since Turkey's been occupying Cyprus since 1974. They wouldn't even drink Stoli vodka, since it's made in Russia, which is occupying Crimea.
Yeah, but you're just quoting Shmuley Boteach.
Shmuley? What? You just made that up.
He's a real guy. He wrote a book called Kosher Sex. Really? I'm telling you, Google it. He sees himself as America's rabbi.
He's a very schmuck.
I'll try to keep it a little bit incivil here. BDS is not about Palestinian rights. BDS has no interest in promoting Arab human rights. If it did, they would divest from Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Qatar, Syria, Lebanon, every other Arab country where the Arabs are denied their most basic rights.
That is a great idea. Can you speak to someone about cutting off military aid to the Saudis in Egypt and pulling our base out of Bahrain? I am so in.
Omar Barghouti, one of the co-founders of the BDS movement, openly calls for his version of the one-state solution, which for him means the disappearance of Israel and the establishment of a single state ruled by the Palestinians in what was Israel, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip.
So you mean the exact opposite of the present situation?
Oh, that's not
where Israel disappears Palestine and rules over the Palestinians.
That is not the situation. BDS is not for peace. It creates a hostile environment for the Jewish students on the campus.
Not for Jews who support BDS.
Who hate themselves.
They do, but not because they're Jewish.
Oh, now you're just quoting Woody Allen.
Well, except for the sex stuff, he's a respected scholar. And anyway, of course people are hostile to Israel. It's created a hostile environment for the people who ethnically cleansed from their lands and their homes.
So now you're calling the Palestinians dirt?
No, they're just in the path of the Israeli vacuum cleaner.
Without Israel, they'd still be using brooms.
And like 2-foot-long cell phones, all right. But just because Israel is good at high tech doesn't mean they get to grind their unwilling subjects into the dirt.
High tech, exactly. If you really believe in boycott, you should give up your computer with Intel inside and all the other Israeli contributions to humanity.
Oh, gosh, I've already given up Ben & Jerry's, Motorola, HP. I've had to cut way back on my purchases of Caterpillar bulldozers. And I make my own hummus.
Would you like to live in a Christian and democratic U.S. of A.?
Jews need a state.
On stolen land.
You hate Jews.
When they steal.
Oy vey.
Nice, yeah.
There wasn't any ethnic cleansing. There was no one there.
Yeah, a land without a people for a people without a land.
Sorry. I meant to say they left voluntarily.
No, you meant to say, when you're caught in a lie, you have to move on to the next lie and make sure it's a little bit more suave.
How about they don't value the lives of their children?
Good effort. But you also have to recognize the rights of refugees under international law.
If refugees retain their rights permanently, my wife's family and my kids and my grandkids could claim the property left behind in Poland when they were forced out by the Germans in 1939.
Well, in fact, the Germans have been paying their victims reparations ever since. Palestinian refugees should be given a chance of payment or their house back or a house of similar quality. You know, with a proper setup for making hummus. which is not Israeli, by the way.
Palestinians refuse to recognize Israel.
Israelis refuse to recognize Palestine.
Wait, I know this. There is no Palestine.
The state of Illinois just blacklisted 11 companies that have declined to do business in the Palestinian areas that Israel occupied.
There is no occupation.
What would you call it?
There's no it.
There is no it.
There's some land that Israel got back from Jordan and Egypt. It belongs to Israel.
Not to its inhabitants?
They could buy it.
They did! They have deeds to their houses, which are being destroyed!
Ooh, bad luck. You do not support Israel's right to exist.
On top of the Palestinian corpses! Promoting Palestinian human rights doesn't mean I don't support Israelis' human rights. I just don't support government rights to...
Governments are people too, my friend.
Touche.
You're not just against Israel's right to exist, you're against its artists. You demonstrate every time the symphony or the ballet comes over.
That's because they're just trying to portray Israel's prettier face.
Well, now you're just quoting.
Yeah, I'm quoting Aryeh Merkel from the Israeli Foreign Ministry. That's who I'm quoting.
They're trying to make people forget that Israel is an occupying power, gradually displacing the entire indigenous population into cantons and camps. So what you're doing is welcoming a troop of prison guards to perform their dance of death.
Wait. You just called all Israelis prison guards.
Their performers are funded by the state to go out as ambassadors for the state.
So what you're saying is you're against the free exchange of art.
Tell that to the Palestinian artists who can't get out except if they never come back.
Hi, Don Rachel plays music with Arabs and Ethiopian Jews.
And for the troops before, during, and after they massacre Palestinians.
And then you tell musicians from here not to go perform there.
Because then they would be going to entertain the prison guards.
Oh, again with the guards.
When you've tried every method of protest and resistance, you got no choice but to boycott your oppressor. A whole subjugated people is being destroyed, and you think that by listening to the king's court jesters, we're going to get peace in the Holy Land? I want some of what you're on.
The main task is we have to delegitimize the delegitimizers.
I will then work to delegitimize the delegitimizers of delegitimizing. Israel has delegitimized itself. It is its own worst enemy.
Ridiculous. It's a democracy surrounded by hostile forces.
All of which it defeated long ago in 6 days.
And is now under attack from terror tunnels.
Because Israel terrorizes Gaza on the surface. They've killed and wounded thousands of people. Gaza is surrounded. They have no defensives, so they build tunnels and ineffective rockets. Gaza's not only an open-air prison, it's a laboratory for testing new weapon systems before they sell them to other oppressive regimes. We want to get rid of the oppressive policies and practices of the settler colony, not of Israel itself.
Well, then you shouldn't boycott. We should do what we're doing here. We're doing very well talking here, talking together, patiently.
Talk,
we should
talk,
continue
talk,
to that,
talk,
do that for
talk,
another couple,
talk, talk.
You know, generations.
That's all we ask.
Fortunately, we won't have time for all that this evening. But we do thank our debaters and wish them all well in pursuit of justice or land theft or whatever may be the case in their individual cases. Audience, show some love or at least some recognition that we concluded.